Welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast, episode 5. Excuse me, are those your Dragon Balls? On this episode, we will be discussing Fable 3, Force Unleashed 2, Euphloria, and a shit ton of news. Stick around. And introducing to my left, we've got... You're to the left.
Oh, it's me, Justin.
You come up with your own name this time.
Oh,
your
other life. Actually, everybody's been calling me Nasty Noss at work. And so, like...
That's because you have chlamydia. Yeah.
Well, my old bandmates used to call me that, like, years and years ago.
Because they gave you chlamydia.
I got it from...
Nasty Noss, the bassist.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You look like a hobbit. It's just like a Nasty Noss hobbit.
Nasty Noss the knob.
Nasty Noss Baggins.
It's because I got...
Alrighty, across from me, we've got Trent.
Hey, what's up?
Say something cute.
Something cute and, I don't
creative.
Know. Creative.
Creative. And Rob to Holly to my right.
Hey.
So how's everybody been doing?
Yeah. Awesome.
You know.
Sleep deprived.
Do we blame this on some Fallout?
We blame it on a lot of really good games, and I'm just tired because it's a lot to squeeze in a week, you know?
Like your pants.
I had a lot of girth. And it wasn't me.
I have to walk around with my zipper undone, pretty much. This is how it goes. Every little inch of extra room counts. So.
It's like a Lestra. You just constantly have a leakage.
Yeah. It's like, is that your ball hanging out? What? My ball's hanging
happens.
Out. Deal with it. Yeah.
So, what have you been playing in the last, like, 24 to 48 hours?
Well, a new release, of course.
What new release, my friend?
Well, Andrew.
That was scripted.
I've been playing a lot of Fable. The new one. Three. Trace.
Part Trey.
Sequel yeah.
To Part Two.
Yeah, no.
Pod try. Thrice.
So anyways. Yeah, Fable. They're really only going to get about 6 hours into it because I got it, and then I got home at like 11 last night, and I played about 4 hours last night and a couple hours this morning.
Got home, and we watched Nick's Wars then.
Yeah.
And then you played it.
Yeah, with that Freddy Krueger episode.
It's like, go ahead and take the rubber off. It's your sister. You know she's clean. That was horrible.
Pet my pussy.
That was so horrible.
A little bitty cat face on a guy's crotch.
On a guy's crotch that meows.
It meows when you pet it.
He's like, pet my pussy. So, Freddy Krueger's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are your
still
dreams
need
like
to
this?
Find Nick Swartzen's gamer tag.
Yeah, if you're listening, you need to play with us.
It's not like we stalk
sexually.
Him or anything. You know,
we'll play with your pussy. Yeah.
We're gonna get like slapped with a class action lawsuit.
No, he'll just bring his gay robot.
Yeah. I bet Andrew would probably send him like naked pictures of himself. With your gamer tag underneath it.
I'm like, what's up?
It's like Red Sox pride.
What's up?
Red Sox pride. It's code.
Anyway, so you've been playing Fable.
Yeah, I've been playing Fable.
It means condoms. The sock, it's red.
It's Red Rocket pride.
Yeah, Red Rocket
pride. Okay. On to Fable.
Here comes the lipstick.
Yeah, kind of hit and miss with me, I'll be honest. Here's why.
All right.
Please
wow, continue.
That's why? That's impressive.
I mean, if you'd shut the fuck up. Now, okay, so I really like the new story. I'm really digging it. I'm really digging the decisions I got to make. I'm just digging some of the texture overhauls they've done. I'm digging the new combat. I'm digging the voice acting is amazing. I love John Cleese. But what I'm not digging is the UI or the lack thereof.
I heard they got rid of completely of the UI and with like some 3D bullshit.
What it is your UI, even your start menu, is you're instantly teleported to a room with John Cleese talking where you can walk up to a wall to do your saves. You can walk up to a wall to change your game settings, a little like portrait of you. You can walk out into a room to change your armor. You can walk into a room.
So this is like a drunk person nightmare.
A what?
A drunk person nightmare.
Kinda, and like if I want to fast travel, I got to walk over the table to the map to find out where everything is. I was listening to Giant Bombalus playing this morning. They were having some of the same issues I was with the map. They're like, well, you know, originally it's like you wanted to figure out where you were in town and you had no fucking clue because it didn't tell you. It just showed a picture of the town. And you're like,
there's no you are here.
There is no you are here. And that really upsets me. But, I mean, it like when you're on screen, I have no indication that an enemy's almost dead. You know, I have no indication of how damaged I am except that I start getting options to take potions or eat food or, you know, or the screen glows red about a second before I get hit and die. So, like, on that note, that kind of pisses me off. It's like the Medal of Honor of fantasy games. There's no fucking UI. There's iron sights all over the place.
It's just basically, like, Fable trying to take it more to a almost realistic level has kind of hindered the gameplay quite a bit.
With little trolls fucking
you. Yeah, little trolls fucking
Well, yes and no. I mean, again, it's very fluid. The load times are really good. So, like, when I hit start, it instantly transports me to the room. There is no load time.
Yeah.
I'm not having to fuck around with waiting on a load screen when I do that, except if I have to level up. If I have to level up, I go to this little path. I go over to a chest to pick my skill that I've earned with my experience that it shows. So, like, your UI is basically you collect orbs, and you'll see that I got enough orbs to get another seal.
So there's a lot of orb collecting?
A lot of orb collecting.
A lot of orbs.
So there was lots of orbs.
Orbs.
Compared to like,
there's oodles of orbs.
The Fable 1 and Fable 2, which I've played both of them, I always felt like when I'm a bad guy, I'm still adorable. Is it like...
You're just saying adorable.
Like, oh, man, my flesh is necrotic. That's just adorable.
Those are some adorable little horns.
No, I'm like, I'm trying to be scary, and I've got like a fucking keg
like
strapped to my
stomach.
That's
just adorable. I sparkle in daylight.
Yeah. I'm balding. Why is scary people balding?
I have a sparkly taint.
Yeah, I can attest.
Why do
that,
I bizarrely look like Dick Cheney?
Yeah,
he's not adorable.
Stare. So,
but yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's just the UI. The UI is going to be the thing that's going to get knocked on it when I actually review this. You know, when I put the hands to the keyboard and I start writing about it.
Yeah, from your crotch and on the keyboard.
That's right. Away from the.
When both hands are on the keyboard.
When both hands are on the keyboard. We're not doing this with speech to type.
Turn the page.
But page two. Let's click on more MILF action. No. So anyways, now, yeah, so John Cleese, great voice actor. He's really doing a good job with it. He's your butler. You still have the dog. Some people hate the dog. I don't mind the dog because he leads you to treasure and dig spots, and I'm cool with that. And then when your enemies are down, he goes and, like, eats their chest.
Too bad dogs in real life aren't like that, you know.
So, and I got
just shits in the house and tears up my furniture.
Yeah.
Well, the default is you get a border collie, or you can get like a retriever.
Well, then they give you a special dog breed.
Oh yeah, I'm using a special dog breed. If you pre-ordered it, you got a boxer.
Wow, that is so gay of a
dude. I fucking love boxers.
No hellhounds.
No,
yeah. I mean, sword too, right?
It's like you get a Shar-Pei if you pre-order.
So, anyways, what I actually got is you get items throughout the game. So, as I've been unlocking them, you get these little presents that show up in your start menu, and you go up to it, and you open it up. It says from Lionhead Studios or Lionhead Studios, and I got like a mace, and then I got a. I got a gun, and then I got an outfit, and then I got a house, like this thing called a hunting lodge. It is out in the middle between quests. And so they're...
A survivalist den.
Yeah, they're gradually giving me stuff as I'm leveling up. The problem is I don't really know what level I am. I just have a progress indication when I hit start and walk over to the wall. So with me being coming from some extremely dorky pen and paper roots, that part kind of annoys me because I really like numbers and stats and dice rolls and all that shit. And this doesn't seem to have that unless it's somewhere in the background I can't see.
He likes to summon his paper golem.
I like to summon my dragons. But no, I like the like some of the kill animations are just badass. Like. So to give you an example, I hold down X to charge up my sword attack, and then based on the direction I'm pointing it after I've charged, he's going to do a number of different flourishes with the sword. One of those with I catch a wolf by the throat and then stab him in the heart, which I thought that was fucking cool. With the hobs, which are like little evil hobbit things.
Obviously.
So, Justin.
Yeah. But
so Holly on the rag, basically.
Aww.
She's like,
No, they're bigger. So, like, one of them is he stomps on their throat and drives the sword through their mouth, which I thought, hey, that's pretty cool and violent, and I like that a lot.
Kind of sexual, too.
Yeah.
Except they explode the confetti, which was a little weird.
No, they didn't explode the confetti. I either behead them or blood goes over the place.
That's Halo, you're thinking.
That's Halo with birthday party enabled on the grunts.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
More games yourself. Need to put confetti explosions.
And children cheering when you do it. Because
makes you feel better.
Well, Scott used to do that with ODST, and like I was like the headshot king. Like I might not have racked up the most points, but damn it, I got 150 headshots in a firefight because I like to hear the children cheer when I blew their heads off. It was incentive.
You blew off children's heads?
So you, well, the grunts might as well be.
So you prefer children voices with your self-satisfaction. Is that what you're saying?
It gives me a sense of empowerment.
It's like, I'm taller than them. That's all that matters.
It's all about power.
Oh, not really. So speaking of empowerment, it is an empowerment fantasy. It is full of blacks and whites. There's not a lot of gray area. And so, like, after playing so much Fallout, like, you're noticing that, like, everybody has a shit side to them.
Yeah.
Nobody's, like, truly good or bad. Like, even Caesar's Legion is, like, ultimately has some good ideas.
Yeah.
He's just a brutal asshole.
Yeah.
You know, even the NCR has some good ideas, but they don't care about anybody but themselves. In Fable, they're either bad or good. That's just really, they're not pulling any punches. There's no gray area. You know, you're ultimately either going to be evil or good, and your appearance is going to change based on that. And, again, it is a precast, so I haven't gotten, I've been playing mostly good. I've made a few bad decisions on purpose to see what would happen.
It's like, I raped a couple villagers.
Well, I didn't spare a guy. Like, a really important character when I was sent on a quest to, like, clear out this village to get some, like, help. Because, basically, this isn't really going to ruin the story, but essentially, without going too far into it, you are starting a revolution. You are the king's brother.
So you're John Lennon?
And they give you a really shitty choice that no good can come out of it. That decides your fate when you start. There's no real good choice for it. I'm just going to say that when you get to it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it ultimately turns you in. It inspires you to start a revolution. And so you're going into villages to raise your villagers up, make them like you, either through overpowering them and defeating them, or by doing a lot of good actions and helping them with their problems, like food supply or morale. Or
can't you just like walk up to them and shake their hands, and you're like, hey.
Well, it still has that element that Fable 2 made a bigger deal out of with, like, the gestures and things like that. So, like, you know, I want to get the blacksmith to like me, so I'm doing some work for him, and, you know, I'm going to dance with him or whatever. And some people really hate that shit. It's got that whole, like, Sims thing that makes me kind of laugh. So I think it's kind of funny. I'm cool with it. Like, I got in a big chicken suit, and I ran around and rounded up a bunch of chickens, and then he does, like, this chicken thing, and then they do this whole, like, chicken song behind you.
Was
that kind
of
cracks me up.
Empowerment plan?
No, that was not part of the empowerment. That was part of the making me laugh. But no, the empowerment thing is your sword gets bigger as you level up, and
your sword gets bigger.
Oh,
as
yeah,
children.
Yeah. As the children
you.
Cheer you on.
Fuck you, Holly. You can go.
Mine
to hell.
Gets bigger when they cry.
But so, like,
I'll
yeah,
when they grind against me as to try and get away. So.
I heard something. Peter Molyneux is kind of full of shit, and he always tells these lies when he's talking about a game like this was supposed to be Kinect enabled, and maybe it still is. I don't fucking know. But he said that your sword size is going to be based on your gamer score, and I was like, oh, that's a phallic compromise. I mean, I was just like, you know, everybody's going to be like, my sword is bigger than yours, you know, that kind of stuff.
Which mine would be tiny.
I know. As it is in real life.
That's why he dates a tiny girl. So
kind of looks huge
out.
In her hands when
it
she's
does.
Holding the sword.
It does. Yeah. Little midget hands.
It's,
little midget hands.
When you watch midget porn, everything looks bigger.
That's so old.
It's our magnet on the fridge.
Newborn porn, that's where it's all about.
Oh, God. Don't get us thrown off iTunes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so anyways, but yeah, it's an empowerment fantasy. I mean, you're getting bigger, you're getting more powerful, you're ultimately bad or you're ultimately good. But in both, the end result is you're going to be uber powerful and rule a kingdom. And I've heard that as you get further in the game, you're going to be ruling over, like, different villages and determining, like, where factories go and things like that.
I'm really interested
on how the game changes about halfway through when I'm actually ruling and doing this almost like a strategy game. So I don't know where that is yet, and it's going to take a while for me to get there, and it won't be fair for my review till I do.
Yeah, I heard that it's like basically two games slapped onto each other, one where you're trying to become the ruler and one where you are the ruler.
Right, and I'm really interested in the, to use a buzzword, the metagame, you know, where it ends up being a strategy game towards the end and how my decisions affect it. So there's some things to look forward to. The I wouldn't let the UI get you down because that it is interesting they're trying something completely different than any other game. I can appreciate the innovative spirit of it all. Ultimately, though, it turns into a little bit of a pain in the ass when I'm not exactly sure all this works and I'm trying to, you know, stop the game for a second so I can take my laundry out, and then I figure out that I just went to the sanctuary, and I get to hear John Cleese talk again, and then I pulls me right out of the combat. It's real weird. So
yeah, you can't jump back into the combat?
You can, but I mean, it's just like, it's... Okay, well, let's bring this up. I love Obsidian games. What I don't like about Obsidian games is the fucking load times and the brokenness of them. There's nothing really broken about Fable. It's pretty polished. I mean, I'm going to say that off the bat. With Fallout, I had to install the game. Ultimately, I'm going to give it a near-perfect score, except the flaws of the mechanics are the only thing that's going to hinder it from a 10 for me. But other than that, that's, you know, it's fun. But with Fable, although everything is fixed and everything seems to be working smooth, the camera works great, the lighting effects are great, the water looks incredible, like damn near realistic, even with the ripples and the distortion and everything else.
When you're, you know, drowning in a small child.
Well, when I'm swimming, like a normal person.
But you're getting your empowerment on, so.
Well.
Have you tried the co-op yet?
I haven't, though. A lot of my friends are playing it. A really good buddy of mine, longtime friend, has been playing a lot of it. And it's nice because when you go into the load screens, which are only about 30 seconds long, you see like a little score of so-and-so has done this much so far. I'm looking at it, and it's like,
damn it.
Like, Brian has killed this many guys, or Brian has saved this many people, or Brian has done this. And I keep seeing how much farther Brian is than me. Even shows down to, like, the game time. And if I pull up my map, if I have my orbs enabled, like, it shows my player orb to somebody else. They're in the same town as I am. Like, I pull up the map, and I see that, like, four of my friends are also in the same town that I am, like, doing a lot of the same things. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I can kind of co-opfully spy on my buddies. Stalk them, yes. But, no, I mean, it introduced a little bit of a friendly competition between you and your friends, like, so-and-so, who, like, 1,000 points all his games, is fucking behind me. So that makes me feel better. So, you know, like, it's just little things like that that make it kind of cool.
This whole game is basically designed to be just a giant dick-measuring contest.
It is. Yeah, and that's how it's gonna. That's how it's going to be popular amongst guys. So, yeah. So far, I'm having fun. The UI is kind of pissing me off. But it's not going to hinder me from completing the game. It's just, it's a minor thing for me when it comes down to the big picture of it. I was a little bit annoyed also too with how easy it was the beginning on. 5 hours in, though, it became a little bit difficult. So to the point where I'm chugging health potions and like dodging around and fucking shooting my gun and fucking like blasting them with electricity and shit and like using every move I got to like stay alive.
Throwing
I was
your
like
lightning bolts out.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Yes. No, you can combine spells. Like I was
feel my heat.
I combined something called Vortex with Fireball. And Vortex with Fireball is like a flaming tornado, and which
That's
is kind of cool.
Bad.
So, like, it's a flamethrower if you aim it at a certain person. And by aiming it, you basically just charge it and hold your stick, and it highlights the guy that you're going to shoot it at. And so that's a flamethrower, which I thought was cool. The other one is, like, eradicate everything around you. Which it lifts everybody up and it lights them on fire. And then you can fucking like tag them with your sword while they're in the air. So that really helps when you got a shitload of enemies around you. But I mean, there's just lots of little cool things like that that they've been doing with the combat, with the flourishes. I mean, still haven't used the hammer because I was never a big fan of the hammer. I like swords and sorcery. So it's an interesting experience. I think everybody should try it out. You know, parts of it are going to be kind of goofy, but that's what people like about Fable. The people that do like it, I know a hell of a lot of people that really fucking hate Fable. I mean, amongst most of my friends, I'm like one of the only people that likes it. But apparently not, because a lot of my gamer friends are doing it too.
No, I had heard that they, with Fable 3, they had taken a lot of game elements and ideas from just kind of grab bag from other different games and kind of thrown them all into this, like Ico with companion leading and stuff like that, and where you actually have to hold hands and take them places.
Oh, yeah. I should mention that, because that's an interesting element. It introduces it early on in the game when you're grabbing somebody to take them somewhere, but like an escort quest, I'm going to find a kid that's, like, was kidnapped. And so I'm going to this cave searching for the kid, and nothing's happening, and see a kid, and he says, will you lead me home? I'm like, okay, I'll lead the little kid home. And so it says, grab his hand. So you grab his hand.
Only his hand.
His little hand. But only his hand, goddammit. Jesus Christ. But no, so you grab his hand and you start taking him out of the cavern, and I get attacked by wolves.
And you just throw the kid.
No, you let go of the kid, and he kind of cowers and hides, and then you go and fight the animals off, you
After
know?
You pause and masturbate for a while.
Dude, fuck you. We are not that fucked up, you asshole.
We know. Me, maybe.
I work really hard to get us on fucking iTunes, you fucker.
We're not going to get kicked off iTunes. We have explicit rating anyways.
Explicit only goes so far. They can change the rating, and they almost did.
Pedophile jokes make it on TV all the time. So, anyways. But yeah, so they brought in all these different elements from other games.
Well, like, okay, so with some of the stuff... hold on just a minute. You got a buffoon in the end of... You got it?
I got it.
All right, I'm glad you found the bottle opener.
The one that was attached to the fucking...
Don't worry, guys, I found it.
They don't
We're
care.
Good. We're good.
Well, who puts a magnet, like, on...
On a bottle opener? People put magnets on bottle openers so you can find them.
It's a very ingenious idea that came up with back in, like, the 70s.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it happened in, like, the 40s.
No idea, but it's been around for a long time.
I keep them in drawers.
So they're not
visible. Some people keep them on their keychains.
Mine fell off.
Or yeah. On the back of their flip-flops.
Yes, actually, also their hats.
I do have some on my flip-flops.
Their hats.
Are you wearing a pair of Reefs?
Maybe.
Maybe, you don't even know.
Oh, nope, JK.
No, I love the bottle cap openers on the hats. That's one of my favorite ones. I'm just like, I would never wear that, but that's pretty inventive.
So anyways, so. Fable. grabbing people's hands. It's like if you're an asshole and you want to lead somebody to their execution, like you're going to have to physically grab them and drag them kicking and screaming to their execution.
Wow.
Which is kind of fucking cool. So
it's empowering.
It is.
It's not just, hey, I want to show you something in front of
this
dinosaur.
Go stand in front of the dinosaur. Yeah.
You're not going to be like, hey, why don't you come check out this dinosaur? just follow me. It's go
like,
out there.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's a new hat I got. Do you
go along. Stay in front of me. Yeah. There's something cool.
Nice Fallout reference there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, I mean, that part's really cool. I haven't experienced a lot of it, but. I mean, there is that new aspect. I mean, they made a huge fucking deal about it on E3, but it's starting to come across. So, overall, I would say play it. If you are a Fable fan, if you're not a Fable fan, the same, like, Sim-style crazy, like, interpersonal bullshit with the characters is probably going to piss you off. If you like that stuff like I do, I'm totally okay with farting in somebody's face or fucking dancing with them or... Oh, they have a new minigame. It's the loot playing. So it's like Guitar Hero Fable style. And you have, like, you hit little buttons to match the notes and everything else. And so, like, it gets faster and faster and faster until it starts sounding like mariachi music. And it's really hard, but you can make a lot of money at it.
Nice.
So the flute playing is, or loot, not flute, loot playing is actually pretty damn entertaining.
I'm sure most people who would play Fable know what a loot is. So
I might have said, I thought I said flute. You
well,
never
you did,
know.
You did, say, you did say flute the second
like
time.
Skin I did. Flute, you know, so.
You gotta make everything sexual.
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, play it. Give it a shot. Rent it if you don't think you're going to like it. If you got the special edition bonus, comes with another fucking pack of cards. I don't know how many more games are going to put out a fucking pack
also,
of cards.
It also comes with a
comes
coin,
with a guilt seal.
Yeah.
At one side's good and one side's evil.
Actually, I got a question. You said it gives you a progression marker to let you know how far you are into the game and stuff, and... You're at 6 hours. What's that right now?
Oh, it tells me like what my strength, my basic stats are.
Oh, so it doesn't actually give you like how much of the, like
not
15%, 10%.
I'm sure at some point it does because there's some really, really intricate stats in there, kind of like what GTA 4 had, you know, like
Yeah, where I'll give you progression.
Like, just ridiculous stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how many meters I've traveled on foot.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And that was one of the stats that was coming up when I was on loading screen. It's like...
Oh, Silent Hill brought that in there.
It's like, Soul Man has ran, you know, it's like 30,000 meters on foot, and I've ran 10,000 meters on
feet. We believe in feet in the United States.
Well, they are English.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, they should believe in feet, shouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
We stole that
from the English. Yeah.
They have coconuts and horses, so that's what they use.
I hope John Cleese does something about that in this.
Cloppity clop.
Yeah, cloppity clop.
Oh, that would make...
Well, you know, the only reason they did that in the My Python is because they couldn't... The Holy Grail is because they couldn't afford horses for the movie, and they said, well, how do you guys make the horse sound in the Foley department? They're like, oh, we use coconuts. And they're like, oh, really? So they brought in coconuts. So... Oh, so that was a good way to work within your resources.
I don't know. Maybe they use that in the Foley department for Fable.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, John Cleese is your biggest character in the whole game. I mean, you really... He has more lines of dialogue than any game I've ever seen.
Have you seen Ben Kingsley yet?
His character isn't scanned in.
Have you heard Ben Kingsley?
Yes, I have.
No.
Now that you've properly said the right thing.
It's funny because when we were playing Fallout this week, I kept walking in his room going like, dude, have you seen Danny Trejo yet? And he's like, who's he playing? I was like, Raul. It's fucking awesome. He's a companion. Then I came back later. I was like, have you seen Dave Foley yet? And he's like, who's he play? I was like, he plays Mr. Yes. He's like, oh, I've seen him. He says, that's Dave Foley. I was like, yeah, that's Dave Foley. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, Fallout has an all-star cast.
Oh, yeah, I would hate to see how much they paid for everybody, because it's, like, just constant. Just,
yeah,
like,
Felicia Day is just so damn cute.
I
love the
Newton
character. Yeah, it's Wayne Newton. Well, he's always been known as Mr. Vegas, so it was appropriate to get him.
I didn't think about
that. I was mad, because I went to Vault 21 to find him, to see if I could meet him like Three Dog and talk to him. I could not find him in all of Vault 21. That place sucks. It's huge.
I didn't think that was the doctors from Vault 21.
No. Whenever he's on the radio, it's like Vault 21, blah, 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 where everything's better and stuff. That's in Vegas. You can go to Vault 21. Oh. It's a museum/hotel, and I went to go see if he was broadcasting. I could not find him.
Yeah, it's filled with concrete, though.
No, the lower level is.
Oh, okay.
The other
I'm
part
sure
of it's all...
I'm sure you can find him. I'm sure
he... Yeah, I'm sure you can, because I would like to see if they actually have more dialogue with him and if he has quests and stuff like that, so...
Hmm.
We'll say that for a Fallout podcast.
We're
going
to do a Fallout cast.
Yeah, we need to do one.
That game's just so damn big.
I still haven't played it.
That's awesome. I beat it just the other day.
How many hours did you put into it?
Probably about 50 hours.
Okay.
I still have about, I would estimate, about maybe another 20 to 25 hours of side shit I did not get done. But I got a lot of side stuff done.
Well, I know you're just pushing to beat it because it was rented.
Yeah, it was rented, and I'm not buying it until Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, I'm buying it. Sorry, this week I'm gonna actually buy it, but I was just waiting.
I need to buy it
because you ain't never getting my copy.
Yeah,
you want your copy of Fable 3? Oh,
can I have my copy of Fallout 3? That's mine. That's my copy. Oh. Yeah. Also, can you grab Dead Space for me too, Casey?
Oh yeah, and Borderlands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
I'm sure we're not ever gonna play Borderlands again.
I want to. It's just I don't want to throw 8 hours and. To be honest, babe,
so,
you're not fun to play games with.
She gets angry.
She does.
Okay. Yeah.
Fucking hit me!
It's like watching a circus freak trying to escape. She just gets really angry.
We call her the mini She-Hulk.
Yeah.
I do get angry.
All right, so is that all you got on Fable?
I think that's about it for now, since, I mean, I was really struggling. I was thinking, well, how much am I going to get through in this cast? And I was just like, well, you know. I have gotten into the mechanics of it. I have gotten into the story to kind of realize what it is. I haven't gotten into the bigger part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, it's a fucking RPG. It's going to be long. It's not Alpha Protocol that was short but good. It seems like it's got a pretty decent amount of time to it.
Well, for what it's worth, I mean, you talked about 30 minutes about it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You talked about 30, about maybe 27 minutes about it. So
in 30 seconds.
6 hours into 27 minutes. Not bad.
Yeah. I could have written a pretty long paper about that.
Yeah, you should have.
Anyways, moving along.
But you just can't seem to get your hands on the keyboard.
All right, so I got to play some Force Unleashed 2. Got to dabble in some Force Unleashed 2. Picked it up yesterday. Put in about 3 hours last night and probably 3 hours today. And beat the fucker. Which is the first game I've beaten since I've started this podcast.
That's kind of sad that it was 6 hours, and that's sad it's the only game you've beaten.
Dude, I full-time job, going crazy, doing work and stuff.
Yeah.
Gotta say, great game. It's more of you just sitting watching a movie, more or less.
It's a lot of cinematics. So it's a lot of quick time.
It's a quick time cinematics. It's a lot. Well, it's the cinematics like from the first game where it's like press X, press Y, press...
Yeah,
press,
quick time events, yeah.
Which...
Cuties. Cuties.
Yeah.
QTEs.
Oh.
Yeah. quick time events.
It's a quick time event.
Yeah.
I'd fuck you guys. But, yeah, it's like, overall, I dug the shit out of this game. Like, whenever I played the first one, I was just like, man, I feel like a badass. Like, just...
Force lightning.
Empowering.
Yeah. I'm just like, lift a dude up in the air, zap him with an electric bolt, and then
levitate.
Throw him across the fucking map. And yeah. He's like, ah. This one, you start off that badass.
Nice.
You get more badass?
You get more badass. And you can pick up, like, six dudes at once.
Well, you could do that.
You could pick up two.
No, I think you could pick about three or four in the first
one. Well, this one you can pick up like six. Not even joking. It's ridiculous. And then, like...
That's six power bottoms.
Yeah. And then, like, some of the great cinematic little... or QTs or whatever.
QTs. Cuties.
Whatever. They're cool. Not a lot of enemies, not a lot of boss battles. Like, the first one, it was every level you got some epic boss battle. There's one, like, in this one where you're fighting almost like Shadow of a Colossus boss.
Well, this time you're going up against the actual Empire rather than the remaining Jedis. Right?
There's health bars, isn't there?
Yes.
Thank God.
Mm. Yeah, you have... you're like, yes, I have a health bar. Yes, there is health bars, and there's progression bars. Experience points.
And a lot of math going on in the background, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
Glad I didn't have to whip out the pen and pencil to figure this one out.
You got some math wrath going there.
So I got my Texas instrument ready to go. So
boop,
boop, boop, boop.
Calculate saving throw.
They brought back the different power crystals for your lightsaber, which there are some badass ones this time. There's like incinerate one. Which I don't remember was in the original game, but you'd actually like hit somebody and they'd fucking catch fire and run around screaming.
Is it orange?
Did they have that one?
Yes,
it is orange. Didn't you also have one where you can like zap somebody and it says "I'm not supposed to be here"? And then
that's Jedi mind trick.
Yeah,
so you beat him with a laser and then they forget who they are.
You look at him and you hear the guy.
He starts punching himself in the face.
No, he'll like run over, jump off a ledge.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, that's cool.
You make them kill themselves.
Like, he's like, maybe those droids are down here. And just like jumps off the edge.
And then you had him like kill his, like the.
They're like, you are a rebel spy. And he's like, I'm a rebel spy. And he starts shooting people. And he's like, oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Is there anybody that the Jedi mind trick does not work on?
Yes. They're
droids.
Sith,
Rancors.
Sith. You don't find any Rancors.
They showed it in the preview. They showed Rancor in the preview.
Not one.
Must have been that side quest that Andrew missed.
No. This game's linear. There's not very many side quests, if any, I think. But, like, you see one part where a Rancor comes out. And fucking, I'm like, shit, I'm about to have to fight a Rancor. And a fucking hell beast of a monster, like, just smushes the Rancor with one hand. I'm like, that dude's going to be big. And he was huge.
But was it a good boss fight?
It was a pretty cool boss fight. And it did, at the very end, leave you with an option to do light side or dark side. Which, oddly enough, I did light side this time.
So you're a good guy.
I was a good guy. I let something happen. I almost gave it away. But, yeah.
Bite your tongue.
Well, wait, I remember in the first one, you fought Rancors on that one planet that were used as riding steeds.
Fuck yeah, on a Rancors.
They don't even have those in this?
Nope.
Fuck you, Lucas.
I know. There's only like three different places you go in the entire game.
Wow.
Remember, if you're saying fuck you, Lucas, you'll be saying it a lot more later on in our news.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
But,
I know what you're talking
about. So, I mean, story-wise, how's this hold up to the last one? Is it more engaging story-wise or less?
Because
that was a pretty decent tie-in.
It was
better than the last three Star Wars.
Oh, it was an excellent tie-in. This one, I thought they cut out a lot of the fluff from you just running around hacking and slashing guys and just put up a decent story. They're like, oh, fuck you having to kill 50 guys. We're just going to put a pretty fucking cool cinematic in. which I'm like, excellent.
No, that sucks. I'd rather do the hack and slash and get the pretty cinematic.
Yeah. See, I just got, like, especially in that Raincore level of the first one, I'm just like, man, I'm getting kind of fucking bored of this level.
Dude, I was just, like, hiding out, and I'd, like, jump out and kick the Raincore's ass for a second, then I'd run and hide for a little bit until I recharged, and then I'd go back out and kick its ass.
Oh, the two lightsaber? Pretty sick.
Is there no strategy in this game? Is it just...
You fucking walk in there like you're fucking King Kong.
So there's no strategy in this game?
No.
God,
just a full-out boner the entire time.
Well, no. I mean...
I
have you played it on... Are you on easy or normal mode?
I'm on medium.
So normal mode.
I think it's medium.
That would be considered normal mode.
It'll get much harder, except for harder after that. And then, you know, maybe Sith mode or something like that after that.
There is two more modes above the one that
There's probably hard and then Sith master. So, or it's gonna. I think it went Sith and then Sith Master. I think is how it goes. Because I remember Sith Master on the first game. Fucking sucks.
Yeah, I did not.
Actually, I think even Jason, you know, he gets really hardcore about these games. He posted something about beating it on Sith Lord Master.
Yeah, I went about
Klingon
halfway
mode or something.
Yeah, I went a little bit over halfway through it on Sith Master. And I was just like, you know what, fuck this.
Boring. I just find I was totally engaged with the story. It's pretty cool. Whenever I first started up the game, they're like, oh, you beat the first one. Do you want to pull up some of your old costumes? So I brought out the Super Sith suit.
Chicken suit.
With the fucking mask and the crazy fingers.
Now, the story for this one is, from what I know from the previous, is that the girl that was in the first game with
Juno.
You is kidnapped by the Empire. Is that what it is supposed to be?
What basically happens is you... wake up in that
Nar Shaddaa.
No, it's Kanami. It's okay in the second fucking Star Wars, the rainy city with the clones.
Talk about Coruscant. You're talking about
isn't it the Wookiee planet?
No, that's Kashyyyk.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of the one that's the water planet. With
where it's always raining and shit. And
yeah,
that's where he fought Boba
it's
Fett's
one of the,
dad.
Yeah. It's got the aliens making the clone troopers.
That's the opening levels. That's you wake up and
is it Coruscant?
I don't know. Maybe
I can't remember.
Something like that.
Let me pull out my Star Wars atlas
encyclopedia.
Stir maps.
Isaac Asimov and George Lucas.
So basically, you start up on there. Darth Vader's telling you you're a clone of the original Sky Killer? Star Killer?
Star Killer,
sorry.
You're right, asshole.
I know. You start as the original Star... Or he says you're a clone of the Star Killer. You end up, like, escaping and then going and freeing some people. And then Juno gets kidnapped by Boba Fett, which was... I was pretty stoked about that.
You are moving a lot.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting at a weird angle.
No, hold on. Wait a second. Now, I remember...
It's like fidgeting like a five-year-old.
watch an interview with the guy who Starkiller's modeled after, and he does the voice for him. He said that you start off under the impression you're a clone, but... You're not. It's a lot more to that than just being a clone.
You don't... I can honestly
say
you don't know.
The end of the game?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you might be, you might not be, because, I mean...
Like,
I heard it was
here,
based
hold
off...
Hold on, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You fight like a million of them,
okay.
Of you.
Okay, because he bursts the Republic in the end is the whole... thing, because his family crest in the first game becomes a symbol for the Rebel Alliance. Yeah, and he dies. That's the whole point. And then this one, you're supposed to be a clone, but the guy during the interview, he was talking about how you're supposed to start off as a clone, but then you find out there's a lot more to it than just that.
There is a lot more to it. You really don't know. I'm going with he is a clone that did a really good job of them cloning him, and he still has memories of the original person. Whatever.
Or maybe the original one was a clone as well.
Oh.
Possibility.
I can't wait for DLCs for this game, because I already know there's...
Remember they put out, like, 3 or 4 for the last one.
Yeah.
I never got to jump into them, because I never had the money.
They put out some that actually...
They're like $5.
That tied into...
Or $10 or something.
The original, that Jedi Academy on there, I think.
Jedi Academy and...
Yeah, Tatooine.
Tatooine. But this one, I could see
Hoth.
Them.
Yeah.
Hoth, yeah.
The ultimate planet.
Yeah.
This
where it's always -40 day in, day out.
This one, I mean, it's a great addition to the story. I kind of want to see how it ties into the actual movies, because at least the way I beat it, there's no way it can go into New Hope, because shit's kind of fucked up.
Well, the first game, I like how they actually took an eye for detail, that because you had three options. You know, you could basically fight Vader. once you knock Vader off the platform thing, you can run up, fight the Emperor, and mm-hmm. you don't really kill him. He just goes away, and then you free the people. That's the end. Or
it basically
can,
leads up to the first scene of the... Or the first, like, one of the first major scenes in the first movie.
Yeah. Or you can jump off the platform and go after Vader to take him out to replace him, because the Emperor says if you kill Vader, he'll let you beat Darth Vader. And you actually do defeat Darth Vader, but he's not dead, and then Emperor fucking kills you anyways.
No, you get put into the slave, and that's why you have the slave suit.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other... Well, that was the other one I was going to go into, but because there's three different ways you can do it, but they all kind of lead into where they tie into A New Hope in a way. And
this one,
cool.
They have to have a DLC if you beat it the happy way.
The happy way.
Because, I mean, I want to spoil it so bad, but we'll turn off the mics later and I'll tell you and we'll discuss on how we think it's going to end. But, yeah, overall, gameplay is a whole lot of fun. They fixed a lot of the shit that they had wrong in the first one.
Like camera
angles, and then...
What about the highlighting problem? Because you go to...
You pick up an object and throw it off screen. Yeah.
You'd be like, take this... Oh, never mind, just joking.
Never mind, I don't want to throw that at this...
Like when you're trying to catch those TIE fighters.
That was easy. That was easy for me, because there's a little place you could hide where they couldn't shoot you, and when they came around, they'd light up, so you could actually grab them from around the corner and just hold
it there.
So
once you find that sweet spot, it's easy. Most people thought that was a bitch.
But you just hold that TIE fighter there.
I always was grabbing the engines that were floating
around, but you just hold that TIE fighter in spot, and like two of them will and run right into it.
Oh,
it was
man,
so fucking awesome.
The cinematics, or the QTE of when you
cuties
fucking, whatever, I don't care, when you grab the TIE fighters, mm-hmm. and it, like you grab it and then he smashes it down into like a ball. It's like I'm just it's fucking wicked.
There was a man in
that. I know, dude.
Some good adjectives you got there.
I know. And then this one you can actually chop off limbs and shit, which was not a part of the first one. Like, yeah. You can throw your lightsabers and chop off a dude's head.
Can you actually aim for different body parts? Or
no, it's just okay. Kind of... And then one sweet thing, you lift them up and you throw your lightsaber, both of them, into the guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember that from the first one.
That was a saber throw.
No. You lift them up.
Oh.
And then you throw both of them.
Oh, both sabers. Oh, okay, sorry. Well, no, dude, I was just saying. They've always had sabers. Even like Masters of Terra Sai, or Terra Gasai, however you want to pronounce it, for PlayStation, which is actually fighting game Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
And they had saber throws even back then, where you could throw your saber at people, which is pretty
cool. Oh, I remember
awesome.
That was a pretty cool game.
Dude. I love that game.
It was like Street Fighter, but with like Star Wars characters.
But it was just versus only. There was no storyline or anything.
Could you be General Grievous?
No, not in that.
Wasn't there a fighting game where you could be General Grievous?
That was Clone Wars stuff that came out later on. This one base was followed the original. This is before the new ones were even talked about being made. You could play as Darth Vader. You could play as Mara Jade.
Yep.
You could play as Luke Skywalker, Han Solo. You could play as Greedo.
Boba Fett,
Boba Fett, all of them. You play as Princess Leia, and you can unlock costumes for each of them and
Emperor
stuff.
The Emperor was a dickhead.
You cannot play as Yoda. They didn't have him in that. So, but yeah, it was a fun fucking game. I wish they would redo that game and put it out.
No, they need to first redo TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
They do need to redo TIE Fighter.
They do. It'd be nice to have an online version of TIE Fighter.
Oh, like a...
Actually, if you guys remember, wasn't it the Revenge of the Sith game that had the fighting mode at the beginning of it, too?
I actually did not play Revenge of the Sith because I don't like new movies. So.
That might be I'm thinking of.
Yeah, because there was a game mode where you could actually pick some of the new characters to fight with.
Yeah.
That was probably it, then.
Yeah.
You had, like, you could do new Obi-Wan versus old Obi-Wan.
Yep, that's the one.
Like, that was really the only cool thing about that game is some of the stuff that you could do with that fighting game.
I don't know. I just like... I like playing a Sith in games because you are the ultimate badass of any game.
But you played a good guy.
In this one, yeah. Well, I still did some bad stuff.
I might have raped an Ewok or two.
It's just... They're
so huggably soft.
Yeah, they're so huggably, rapably soft.
The mind control thing is just so wicked cool, and I'm so glad that they brought that in.
Yep.
So
that was like my favorite part of Knights of the Republic, was doing the Jedi mind tricks. Kind of like, you will sell me the part for half price.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, okay.
Speaking, I can't wait for Old Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Kodar.
Yeah, actually, I've read so much about that. They said that, I think they said they had, how much dialogue did they have recorded for that?
Like 50,000 pages or something recorded like that?
Yeah, like 60,000 pages worth of dialogue recorded for that. It's going to be massive. Massive BioWare.
Like BioWare wrote the fucking Bible on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game looks so wicked.
Every time they do a new game that's from a previous... kind of similar to something previously done, they try and always one up what they did before, and one
BioWare
and going
always
above,
ones up themselves.
Yeah, but going above Knights of the Republic is going to take a lot, and I think they're up to the challenge. So I can't wait to see it.
We need to get BioWare to sponsor us. I want a BioWare T-shirt.
I kiss their ass so much, and so do you. So
I do.
Yeah,
I got like every BioWare game that's available almost. Yeah.
I borrow all the BioWare games. No, actually, I have a couple BioWare games, but I've always been a
BioWare
fan.
Oh, yeah, I borrowed one from you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you borrow Dragon? You borrowed Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, that's
right. Wait, did he borrow my copy of Mass Effect?
He borrowed your copy.
Yeah.
And then I think one of you borrowed Dragon Age, didn't you?
No, I rented that.
Speaking of Dragon, have you seen the Dragon Age 2 preview?
Yeah, remember I was showing you the preview.
Cinematics?
What?
Man, I just don't know what to expect from Dragon Age 2. I really don't.
What, they're tailoring it after Mass Effect and you're suddenly pissed off?
No. I'm just sitting there looking at it and I was just like, I don't know. It seems like the characters are a lot more generic and dorky, and they're bringing in that rogue class now. And
they're adding in dialogue for all the characters.
Yeah, I know.
Like for your main character.
I'm not talking about just what
it's gonna be the it's gonna
that.
Be the he's gonna be the fantasy version of fucking Shepard.
I don't know. I just don't know what to expect from it. So, I still need to go back through, and I played a little bit of Dragon's Age. I never finished it.
That's a long game.
I beat it three times.
That is a long game. Have you beaten it on different people?
You beat it three times last night, too, didn't you?
No.
I thought I heard you.
All right, so that's about all I got on...
I played till I was exhausted.
Force Unleashed 2. So...
I played till my eyes closed.
Had a head rush and I fell asleep.
Euphoria. No, that's just smoked from, a cigarette. That's just from choking yourself while you do it, which I told you isn't healthy.
Yeah, at least he'll go out like a champ.
At least don't do it with that Batman suit on. Then people are just going to be wondering.
I'm going to pull a David Carradine.
Please pull the carrot out of your ass.
You're
going
to pull
before.
A Kenny. So.
All right, so that's it. I got on that's all I have on Force Unleashed 2, and we're going.
Well, what about replayability? I mean,
replayability. I could see somebody going in there and replaying it to see the other ending. I just went on YouTube and watched the other ending.
So lazy.
Yeah. What about collectibles and stuff like
there's
that?
There's a fuck ton of collectible shit I missed.
Do they still have the
holocrons?
Yeah, no, the force cubes and stuff.
The holocrons.
Ground. Oh yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep, they've got them, and they've got didn't really unlock very many costumes.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the holocrons, I'm talking about the force boosts.
No, I did not see, like, unlimited power.
Yeah, you don't see those anymore? Mm. That's bullshit.
You see, like, upgrade your health bar, or upgrade your fucking
so it's like Mega Man.
Bar. Yeah, kind of.
I shoot pellets from my arm.
Alright, so that's about it. I say if you are a huge Star Wars fan, pick this up, definitely. If you kind of just want to see what the next one holds, rent it.
Nice.
I'm probably going to pick it up.
You're going to pick it up?
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up because I'm a big fan. I just, with all the new releases lately, so fucking drained a bunny. So
my girlfriend's like around the verge of buying it. So I'm going to just basically...
Girlfriend.
I'm dating somebody
Whoa.
Again.
Finally.
I know. He said that earlier.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Store.
Yeah, I finally decided to go back into the dating market. And I'm dating somebody. So, but anyway, she's teetering on the edge of buying it, so I think I might just push her a little bit more and get her to buy
just
it.
Just borrow it.
Just borrow it. So.
No, watch me play, babe. Because
she borrows games from me, so...
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, so Trent, what have you been playing?
Myself. Well, okay, apart from my long week balls deep voyage into Fallout New Vegas. I,
everybody here.
Yeah.
Except for Holly.
Except for Holly. She has no balls to put in.
You put your balls in?
I put my balls in.
I go to the balls because it's balls deep.
I dip my balls in it. What can I say? And I was like, I'll dip my balls in anything. But anyway, I
not took, a mousetrap. I will not dip my balls in a mousetrap.
Now that you mention it,
may or may
maybe.
Not have happened.
Maybe.
What about a jar of pitch?
Pretty good.
Some grease.
Yeah, anyway. Some hot wax. Some Nair. Anyway, eggnog. That's coming up. But no, wow. I took a break from Fallout because we returned it. And I started digging around trying to find some new games to play and some stuff that I looked over the past year and went up and I picked up Euphloria, which is Steam. And I grabbed the demo and I played it for a while and I was like, yeah, it's actually a pretty nice game. So I bought it.
How much did it run you?
$20. $20.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, especially for a game that has 25 different stages in it. And it's pretty cool. It's just kind of, it's not even really, I can't even say overhead. It's just kind of like this really weird presentation where there's these asteroids, which are represented by circles of different sizes. And they have, each asteroid has different effects to it. Some are high speed, which means they produce fast seedlings, which you use to navigate around. Some produce stronger seedlings. Some produce ones with better attack power.
Asteroids wouldn't be the term that I used.
Called asteroids.
I know, but it looked like I was looking at something under a microscope.
I know. That's actually what it did look like. When I was playing it, some of the backgrounds were peach color, and I was like, this looks like Acne Wars. Because the asteroids start getting really red and glowing. I was like, it looks like it's on somebody's skin. This is how leprosy spreads.
And one of those looked like it was like you were fermenting the ovum.
Yeah. It's like it's Inception. Anyway, the game is actually really addictive. I'll give it that. And it's presented in this very feng shui Asian type style where you basically, it takes 10 seedlings to make anything from a Dyson tree, which produces more seedlings, to a defense tree, which actually has lasers that shoot out from it. And there's a couple other upgrades you can get. And
so it's a vegan game.
Yeah, basically. But you go around and you basically, the whole story is you've been separated to your own part of the galaxy, I guess. And as you're spreading out, you're discovering that somebody's been invading your territories, which are called the Greys. And you're trying to find out where they come from because they're considered a sickness. And through spraying out, you're discovering more races of seedlings, and you're all at war, and you're all represented by different colors. And you just basically battle it out to take over asteroids.
Kind of look like a really highly detailed Flash game made up of, like, sheet designs or something.
Yeah, the game's actually really small because it's only, like, 200 megs to install, and it can basically run on anything. And that's one of the reasons I checked it out, because I was like, well, I like these games that are kind of like can be run on just about any computer because it kind of opens them up for a wide audience of people. And the game is freaking addictive as hell. And the music is badass as hell. The sound effects are really cool. And it's a lot of strategy. Like, I was going through one map and all I did is I just amassed an army of like 500 seedlings and just went from planet to planet, taking them over. And I got to the very last asteroid, which I thought, you know, I've got 222 people left. I'm sure that's enough. And I go in there to attack it, and they've only got maybe 40 seedlings on their side, but they have a whole bunch of defense towers. Fucking devastated my entire army. I won, but I only had like 5 people left in the end.
So it's kind of a strategy game then, right?
It is strategizing. Because you got to move. You can only travel a certain distance from each asteroid you get. So you have to travel to new asteroids to connect the dots, basically be able to go further and further out and take those over. Otherwise, they're not within your orbit and you can't get to them. And it gets pretty addictive and it gets pretty massive at times. Really huge maps as you go through. And you can zoom in and out with the third mouse wheel, you know, the third button. You can zoom in and out so you can get a really close-up look of all the action, which is just really pretty, really, really nice art. Or you can back out, at which point it highlights all your characters. So you get this kind of glow around them, so you can see, like, hundreds of seedlings flying around, little tiny circles on your computer, so you can keep track of everything. The annoyance, though, is that when you're selecting an asteroid and you want to select all your seedlings, you can double-click on it to get a readout of the different types you have, ones that are speed-oriented, ones that are strength, and ones that are... what's the other one? I can't remember. The three different readouts. And you select the one that you want, but then you have to left-click over and over and over again to select all of them. That's a pain in the ass when you have 444 of a certain kind. You just click.
So you can't
click,
drag a square and select them all?
No. Cannot
do
that.
Or shift-click and click them all?
Nope. And it gets a little annoying at that. But, you know, it just
maybe
becomes
it's implying
kind of
that you need more strategy and less overwhelming force.
Exactly. Well, no. You kind of need the overwhelming force. You really do. Because you need to actually barricade your planets, because they will send people over to try and fuck your shit up. So you need to have a good group of people in every planet. Basically, it's like they have to... You can't just fly anywhere free roam. You have to take avenues from asteroid to asteroid to asteroid to get somewhere. So if they're going to come over, they want to attack your furthest away asteroid, they have to go through all your other ones. So if you have a good chain of...
So it's kind of like playing Risk. You've got to have your countries touching.
Yeah. So if you have all your... You don't have to have them touching. But if you have all of your plants that they have to go through at the beginning...
So you never make them touch.
Never make them touch. And you never make eye contact. Anyways, they'll get wiped out before they can even get to that planet. So you have to basically amass as big of an army. And also,
and then
you
the
don't...
the finish is awesome.
Yeah, the finish is very awesome. But you never finish. But you don't control how many seedlings you actually produce. It's automatic. Once you build a Dyson tree, it just starts making them periodically. So you can just kick back and drink a coffee and read the news and then come back and you'll have, like, you know, 120 guys ready to go. So it's basically one of those games. Some of the maps get longer and longer. I spent about 45 minutes on one map because they gave me shit resources to start with. So you kind of have to take your time and build
everything
up.
So length-wise, what do you figure for this?
There's 26 maps altogether.
How far did you get?
I'm up into, I think, 14 or something like that. And it gets really fucking long.
You put about 5 or 6 hours into it?
Probably more than that. Because I'm real, you know, precise. I have to have the maximum amount.
You're focused in the middle of the night and you're like, fuck homework. I'm going to play video games.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to have the maximum amount of trees I can build on an individual planet, on every planet before I finish this, you know? So that way I'm producing mass amount of seedlings, you know? And some of the maps, like I say, get really big. And if you want to be strategic about it, you can spend well about it, you know, so in the later chapters. The first entire section is broken into different campaigns as to what you're doing. And by campaign two, you're going out into the unknown, places where your race hasn't been. So the maps get more and more intense. And by time, you're actually getting up into more massive maps.
Is there a narrative behind all this?
Yes, there is.
So is it text-based narrative, or is there somebody
text-based
talking? Okay.
Text-based. It's the only audio in the game is some of the commands that you do to click around. Really cool sounds. But the music is the main thing. It's real soothing, laid back, relaxed.
Kind of like Boards of Canada or something?
Oh, yeah. It's very awesome, just IDM and ambient music. So I can't remember who wrote it. They mentioned it in the game, but I think there's
Do you remember what studio produced it?
18 tracks. I'm trying to remember. I know it was an indie game. But I can pull it up really quick just so I can remember, because I actually had their name written down, but I lost it. And let me see. And it is Euphloria. It's on Steam. And it is available for $20. And it was a finalist, apparently, for the Independent Game Festival, so that's kind of nice. But as for who fucking made it...
Oh, it's on the iPad?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. It's now available for iMac. Sorry, for iDevices and Mac.
That's kind of cool.
So I didn't know that because I didn't really research the game. I just played it. So, yeah, I'm not sure who the hell made this, to be honest with you.
Made by somebody.
It's made by somebody.
It's made by a dude.
Yeah.
How do you know it was a dude?
It's made by someone.
There you go.
By a person.
By a human.
A human.
Nope, dog.
It's the dog from Fable.
Yeah. One thing I did notice whenever I was playing it is that there seems to be two different versions of the game with different graphics. The one that's on Steam is really good looking. It's really impressive textures and detail and everything. Then there's another version of it that's around that is a lot more blocky. I think it was a beta that got put out that's still around. That's not as... gameplay, it's the same
thing. So this is better looking than Minecraft, right?
Oh, yeah. This is way better looking than Minecraft. This is like...
I almost forgot about that.
Play
that again tonight.
This is like feng shui visual sex, basically, is what it is.
It's very pastel. Very soothing. Lots of khaki. And pink.
A lot of dirty khaki.
You're just going to keep going, aren't you?
Yeah, he's
going
to keep going.
I'm done.
I know, but yeah, just if you got Steam, get on there and grab the demo. And the demo is actually pretty long. The demo actually goes about 6 or 7 maps and teaches you how to play the game and actually puts you on about 2 to 3 maps or just fucking here's your objective, go out and do
it. So it's more than just the tip?
More than the tip. You get more than the tip from
the
demo.
So it's about half shaft?
No, I said it's about quarter shaft.
Oh, okay.
More than a tip, quarter shaft.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Full head.
Yeah. Actually, I would say it's actually equal to exactly a quarter shaft, because there's about 24 missions total, and you get 6 of them. So, yeah, it's about a 25% shaft insertion.
Well.
But it is highly addictive and really fun, and actually very creative game.
If you're going to go that far, you might as well go all the way.
Yeah. And it's a very addictive game, and I actually got really into it.
I can't hold back. I'm just like, I always say just the tip, and it's just like, oops,
I know, that's
oops,
what I say.
Oops.
I always tell them it's not real sex if I just put the tip in. Next thing I know, it's like balls deep.
So where we get that part of that joke, if you guys haven't watched it, Archer is fucking hilarious.
It's been around longer than Archer, dude.
Balls Deep has, but...
No, just the tip has been around longer
than
Archer.
Yeah, but they had a whole episode around
I know
just
they
the
did,
tip.
But it's been around longer than Archer.
All right, so...
It's like there's actually a song called "This Only Hurt for a Little While." Only put the tip of it in. It's about anal rape in prison.
who's
I promise not to ever come in your mouth. And these
Sounds
are the
like
lies.
A bloodhound
these game. Are it's like it's I think it's called the three little lies. It's like the three little lies you often hear. So I think it was by David Allen Coe. I think yeah, it's part of his early career shit when he sang all the very racist and derogatory shit. So.
Alrighty. So, I think that...
I'm sorry, I know weird music.
Kind of wraps us up on game reviews for this week. Sorry, it's been a little slow. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get into a break.
Okay.
When we come back from the break, we're going to hit up some news, some new games for the week, our Comedy Corner, and filling you guys in on the Gauntlet. So, we'll be back. And we're back. Thank you for sitting through that. And let's go into some news. Let's start off with Trenny Boy over there.
All right. Well, for news, well, one I'm really excited for is the Halo Reach Noble Map Pack.
I am pretty excited about that, too.
Yes, we just watched a trailer for it during the break. Oh, that's going to be out November 30th. I don't know how much it's going to cost, though. They haven't really said.
Probably $8.
It'll probably be about $10, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, 800 points is $10.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the other way around for a second.
Well, I think as beta testers, you get it for free because we put so much time into... Halo Reach beta
the game.
Yeah.
A lot more than my little avatar hoodie.
Yeah, a lot more than my avatar hoodie. It says beta reach. What does it say? Reach beta tester or something like that?
Reach beta tester, yeah.
Yeah, reach beta tester.
Beta reach taster.
Beta reach. I don't know. Anyway,
beta reach taster. Around taster.
Reach taster. Around. Anyway, other news that's coming up actually in November is the new Tron controllers, the peripherals.
I know you're really excited about that.
Oh, I'm so excited about those. That's going to be on. November 11th, actually, yeah.
You get really excited about peripherals.
Yes, I do. But we're talking about, was it PlayStation, Xbox, and Wii? Or they're coming out for them.
Are they going to do the Wiimote? Is it just going to look like a glowing dildo?
It's going to be, it's black and it has the lights on the side of it. And going
They
up
already
around.
Have one that kind of looks like that. It's clear
yeah.
with blue lights.
And yeah, this one's just full black with blue lights. And they're like $50.
Looks like a back massager.
So, yeah, that's what John said. Anyway, Those are going to be coming out November 11th. Those are $50. Let's see. Oh, yeah, PlayStation Rewards Rewards Program.
Yeah, what's that?
I mean, you haven't heard about that?
I have a PlayStation. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they're going to be starting up an invitation-only one here in a little bit. They haven't said when, just in the near future. And then they're going to actually go open invite in, I think it's spring of next year. And what it is basically, it's a new incentive program for you being a PlayStation player. And whenever you...
Because they're grasping at straws right now. They're like, yeah. How can we make ourselves innovative?
But whenever you play games, buy content, grab DLC stuff and all that, you earn points. And you basically get leveled up as you get points for doing it.
Kind of like the GameStop rewards.
Kind of like that. Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh.
They're going to have three different types of accounts with it. And I think Legendary is the top one.
You get $5 for every $100 you spend.
Yeah, probably. But they're going
to
do like...
Way to go, Sony.
Yeah, they're going to do...
Spend it on advertisement.
They're going to do like grand prize draws, stuff like that. They're going to be... I think the first grand prize is was an all-expense-paid trip for one person to some computer game. Yeah, so some video game conference thing next year or something like that.
It should be like E3 something.
No, it's not E3. It was something else. It was something that I really didn't care about. But they're going to give away that as a grand prize draw. They're going to have in-home electronic stuff you can win from them. Avatar awards, account upgrades, stuff like that. So, yeah, some that maybe Microsoft should probably finally start paying attention
well,
to
Microsoft
since they got rid of 1 versus 100.
I was about
yeah.
to bring that up.
Yeah, I miss 1 versus 100. It was such a great idea. Yeah, and they said they are going to bring back game shows to Xbox.
But not.
They said maybe not 1 versus 100.
You know, that was my first experience with Xbox Live.
It's a good experience.
I went over to my buddy's house, and he's like, hey, you got to play this. I was like, yeah. What is it? He's like, it's a game show, mm-hmm. but we're playing it.
Yeah.
With other people.
Yeah.
And we win shit.
Yeah.
If you can find the answer.
Yeah, you win. You win everything from like...
What were some of the questions?
Oh, there's general
random
trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all about... None of it was really... It's not all like centralized around gaming. It's just like, who is the 32nd president of the United States? How long was he...
Was it Lincoln?
You know,
how much wood can a woodchuck chuck?
It's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of, you
three.
Know... Yeah. It was just random questions. It was like
What's
being
up?
On a real game show.
Right.
Yeah, it was like being on a real game show. And you would win...
Remember the owl.
Yeah, you would win Microsoft points. I think it was mainly what they gave away was Microsoft points and stuff like that. And I miss that game. And they said they're going to bring out more game shows for Xbox. But, you know, I think they finally need to do something with the gamer scores. You know, start making it to where you get, like, I don't know, Microsoft
for
points.
For every 1,000, you get 100 downloads.
They won't do that. They probably do, like, every 10,000, you get, like, 100 Microsoft points.
Oh, I'll never get it. Sitting at 8,000.
It's pretty easy to get to 10,000.
Actually, your gamer score since we've done this is, like, doubled.
Yeah.
Yes. Since you guys are, like, flexing your nuts about your gamer score, I'm like...
So what if I'm almost, fine. Like, 30, whatever, but it's not
You're
that
like
big of a deal.
You're, 26, aren't you?
No, I'm, like, 20, almost 28. So... Dude, I know people who are up in, like, the fucking 80,000s. I could really care less
well,
what gamer scores are.
I got one friend of mine from the TVGP community.
Yeah.
That has over 50 grand.
Yeah.
Nobs?
No, I think Nobs just barely over. I think Boston's over 50, and there's a guy named Soulman that's on, like, he's the one that I'm beating right now in Fable. Probably not now, since I was at work, but...
Oh, yeah. That's
but,
when
yeah,
jump
he's,
ahead.
He's got a pretty incredible... Netflixing going on with his gamer score.
I think gamer scores are just whatever.
Yeah, I play a game just to enjoy it. I mean, there's a little bit of gamer scores.
Well, sometimes I want to go for the achievements. Like, sometimes they're pretty cool. When it's stuff that's really, like,
beat it on super bazooper hard.
Well, no, those
no.
are fun. No, those are
no.
fun.
I don't mind those, but,
it's
like,
the ones that are, like, you know, head stomp 1,000 rats, and you're like, what?
You know? But like in Left 4 Dead, where it was the Pied Piper, where you fucking throw a Molotov cocktail on a clown and 10 other people around him. I'm like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, in Left 4 Dead for Dark Carnival. Yeah.
Saving the Garden Gnome.
See, that one
saving
I...
Saving the Garden Gnome was fun.
You see, I did the Garden Gnome because that was just...
Roman
Gnome. Yeah, I love Noam Chomsky from, you know, Half-Life series and all that. And so I was like, oh, I'm all about doing that. So I did that one. As for the Pied Piper one... I remember I would bitch about it because I was just like, you know, I've Molotov so many clowns and never gone. And just one night we were doing Dark Carnival. I got it.
I was
on the helicopter and I just threw a fucking molly out.
That was whenever I was doing the Roman Gnome.
Yeah, and
How
I got
did
it.
How long did that take us to do that Roman Gnome?
God, that
was like
I don't remember.
4 hours. And I'm I got it, I'm done playing tonight.
See, I did it by myself. Yeah, I put on like normal mode and just fucking did it by myself.
That's what I did. I was just like, hey, Trent, show me what I got to do. And I just went through
it. Yeah, I just sat there and told him what to do. No, we didn't do it on hard. We did it on normal one.
Yeah. I think it's but we're playing with Casey, so it might as well have been
hard. Yeah, probably. It's hard whenever Casey is involved, period. Not in a sexual way. Anyways, Bioshock.
Bioshock.
For PC, the DLCs for Bioshock 2, Minerva's Den, and the Protector Trials.
Has any of you guys picked up Minerva's Den?
I keep meaning to.
I heard it's like a great farewell to Rapture.
Yeah.
I need to. I just have been, you know, when we get a lull in the gaming.
Like next week.
Yeah. but no, for PC players, for a long time they were waiting for the Bioshock DLCs to come over to PC, and it didn't look like they were going to do it, and they finally are going to do it. They're finally bringing them over. Like,
last week I know they said they weren't going to do it at all.
No, they're doing it now. They finally announced it, and they're going to bring them over, and Protector Trials is going to be free. They don't know about Minerva's Den, though. They haven't said if it's going to be free or not.
One of the nice things about PC releases is, like, I remember when I got The Witcher, I got, like, the Ultimate Edition for buying it early.
Yeah.
Got it all free. It was, like, a 3-gig download.
Yeah. Yeah, so you get all the extra stuff. Awesome. So, yeah, so Bioshock 2 PC fans are going to get all the two DLCs, which means I don't know if they're going to put out any more DLCs for Bioshock 2. And to be honest with you, based after what I've seen, I hope not. I hope they just go into Bioshock Infinite.
No, from what I've heard, Minerva is great.
The Protector Trials was just
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played it over friends. I was not very with it.
It wasn't really even any story. It was challenges.
Yeah, it's just challenges.
Minerva's Den is supposed to be a story.
Yeah, that one
I heard Idle Thumbs actually talking about when he was talking about what he did when he built it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got so much nuts over us on that. He's like, when I made it, we're like, well, I can't afford to buy it.
One that I'm a little pissed off about is No More Heroes is moving over to PlayStation. It's going to be part of the PlayStation Move.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pissed about that because No More Heroes is on Wii. And it is funny as hell, great game. And it's going to fucking PlayStation with a new one. And I'm just like, what the fuck, man? You know? I like No More Heroes. I would like to be able to play it on Xbox. So...
Well, maybe you can get a Wii, so you can get some of the stuff that you want on Wii that I don't give two shits about, and then I'll get a PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about buying
I was playing
more on buying a PlayStation, so you can get the Wii, Justin. So.
I don't know anything I really want to play
Cabello's
on Wii.
Big Game Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they have bass fishing on Wii as well?
Me and Brian did it up on some Cabello Big Game Hunter.
Oh, you've actually played this.
I have actually played this. You can get car sick from it, from spinning around.
Nice.
It'll happen.
You would.
Okay, anyways, back into some Borderlands.
Mr. Fucking Awkward. Yeah. Like we're drunk and Andrew's like fucking throwing up in the corner. It's like every time we get drunk, Andrew's like throwing up somewhere.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Borderlands is going to release a new update. They're kind of the new update.
Already?
Yeah, and the new update is actually going to bring the level cap up to, I think it's...
69.
Yeah, it's 69. It's 58 if you don't have the armory. Because the armory actually brought the level cap up. But it's going to be up to 69 if you have all the other deals.
No, this one's supposed to be standalone.
That's what I'm saying, is they're bringing up the level cap, but if you don't have the armory, it's only going to be to 58. Because the armory added on those extra 11 points.
It brought it up 11 levels.
Yeah, 11 levels. So if you don't have the armory, you're going to be stuck at 58.
Well, this one was supposed to come out before the Game of the Year edition, so something got held up.
Yeah, but it's going to be coming out... they didn't say, they just said they're going to aim for November with it. The cool thing they did say is that they're going to include weapons are going to be level capped, upgraded as well, so that they'll fit with the new level, as well as enemies. So enemies will be just as hard.
What about, we're talking about new games and stuff that we haven't got around to. Is there any news on Pinball FX?
Yeah, I keep seeing it on there. I keep meaning to grab it, but I just, you know, I've been doing so much other stuff with Fallout and Euphoria and everything else. So, I can check that one out, probably. I did check out the new Splatterhouse preview, though.
Yeah?
The new gameplay.
Looked pretty fun.
Glitchy as shit. Even the reviewers were bitching about how glitchy it is. It's very juddy.
It's due for release in a month.
Yeah, and this was supposed to be...
Or like 3 weeks.
Yeah. And this is a pre-release build, is what they said. But I was sitting there watching. At first, I thought it was my internet connection or something, or my playback, because it was glitching. They go like, "Oh yeah, don't worry. The glitching that you're seeing is the actual gameplay, so your computer's not fucked up." And I was like, "Oh, that sucks." And from what I saw, and from what they even said, they said it's over the top. Just as I mean, you know, if you love the storyline from the original, it's the same storyline.
Doesn't the collector's edition come with a little mask?
I have not checked it out to find out or not, because I've been so scatterbrained about releases. I've been focusing more on Deus Ex and Tron and everything else. But with Splatterhouse, it's the same storyline as the original, where your girlfriend's kidnapped, you're trying to find her, you wear the demonic mask, and you turn into, you know, the killer and
you
stuff.
You walk out and kill people with your hands.
Yeah. Actually, no, they made it to where you can, if you actually take damage to the point that your arm falls off, you can actually use your own arm as a weapon.
Nice.
You can beat people to death with your own appendages, and then your arm will grow back.
What about your shoes?
Probably your shoes. I'm going to take my shoe off and beat your ass. Anyway, but they did that. They have some cool quick time event stuff where you can grab an enemy and actually crush their head in using the analog sticks. And what else did they throw in? It's basically a God of Style War. God of War styled button masher is what it's pretty much been presented as. And they said that, yeah, well, it's got a month to come out. It's pretty glitchy, so they're hoping that the final build will hopefully take care of that. So, let's see what else it got. Oh, yeah, Fallout Vegas for consoles and other patches on its way out.
Remember about a day after the release, they put out a patch for Xbox?
Yeah, yep. They did. And it really didn't do shit. Actually, the patch caused more problems than it solved. It actually started corrupting save games.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you had some people were under the problem where for PC as well, where if you had a save game that was pre-patch, and then you patched it, you'd start playing your game, and then you'd end up saving it would actually corrupt your game. It would corrupt everything, and you'd have to basically start from scratch. And all that Bethesda said was, well, go to your autosave and start over again. But that was getting fucked up too. So
at least
a lot of
it was
people
like
were mad.
Only 24 hours after release.
Yeah.
I'd already hit several autosaves.
Well, this is
point.
Still going on right now, that people are running into this problem even with the patch, because the patch is the cause of the corrupt save files. So, and, of course, I mean, that game is so glitchy. I'm not trashing on the game. I love the game. Yeah, I played it from start to finish.
It seemed to get a lot better after I installed it.
Yeah, I told you to install it. Yeah, because I did that, and it didn't jet as much and freeze up like it would. It still crashed on me about five times throughout the entire game. I had a crash, which sucked, and it was always particular, you know, specific. No, it was just specific areas. Like on Black Mountain, I was sneaking above somebody, and I was going to come over on top of them and shoot them, and the game froze. I rebooted my console, reloaded the game, tried to do it again, fucking froze. Killed the console, did it again, froze. Turned the console on, went off onto the road, and actually came up, and it didn't freeze up that time. It just seems that there were certain areas. I'd fall inside of rocks, you know?
That's always fun.
And then I couldn't fast travel to get out of there, because one, either there were enemies nearby, or two, it says you cannot fast travel while falling or jumping, because it classified me as falling or jumping. So, and I would get pissed. And then the worst one was my NPC went, you know, AWOL for about 50% of the game, and I could not find them, because there is a glitch where it does not reset companions back to start zone. So I had Veronica and Rex in my party, but they were invisible and I could not see them. I was talking to a guy saying, "Hey, can I borrow your dog?" And the guy's like, "You already got a dog next to you." And I'm like, "No, I don't."
You're a crazy person.
And both of them took off with 500 pounds worth of fucking equipment. So... Hey, what were you about to say?
I was going to say I had one where I had I entered a room, and then one of my companions froze in the Nuka-Cola machine. I couldn't find her, and then I saw an arm sticking out, wagging.
Yeah.
Like, she was stuck. She's like, you know, looking at me, going, "Help me." So I exited and came back in. She was cool. And I had a couple times where I'd be, like, hanging out. I'd zone in, and then my companion just, like, shoot like a rocket.
Yeah.
Running away from me, and I'm trying to catch up, and I'm like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Yeah.
And so I'd fast travel again and then get back, and so, I'd be like, "Hang on."
So even in games, people are running away from you.
Women are running away from me. And I had a similar problem where I was in the Ultralux in Vegas, where the White Glove Society is, and I'm walking around. There's this pillar right next to me, and I'm staring at the pillar while I'm, because I have my Pip-Boy up. I bring the Pip-Boy down, I just hear, "Hello." And I'm like looking around, and I just see these arms come out the side of the pillar, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I kind of turn to the side, and there's like a guy's head near the back of the pillar just like sticking out of it. And I was like, that's really fucking creepy. Then he starts to walk out of it, and he's wearing a tuxedo and a mask. And I'm just like,
he's
fuck
very
me.
Well hidden.
Yeah, it's like that guy's sneak skill is really high. So, but you know, the game is ultra glitchy. It's nothing that keeps you from playing the game unless you're around that corrupt save file. But if you patch the game, which it gives you the option once you put the game into a console to patch it right then and there. If you do that and you start playing the game from start, you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever. I think the problem was when they were patching games that the game after you'd already started it and had a save file. I think that's what was causing the problem and corrupting all of your saves. But the game is really fun, and they are going to have a new patch coming out real soon that's supposed to fix everything, and it's really worth it. We talk about the glitches. And we bitch about the glitches, but to be honest, it didn't really ever get me to turn off the console and walk away, you know. Capcom. Yeah, Bayonetta, Resident Evil, Vanquish.
Mega Man.
Has announced that they are going to start bringing out a lot of high-budget franchise titles. So we're going to see
older IPs that they're
they talked about Street Fighter, and they talked about Resident Evil, and they talked about, you know.
Well, they're already doing Capcom or Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, but they're talking about doing
this month, doesn't it?
I'm
not sure, but they're talking about doing some new IPs as well as old ones, and doing high budget balls to the wall gaming experience. But they said that they did Dead Rising, Case Zero was one of theirs, and they said that they found this cool medium, which is that they can appeal to different gamer types by releasing these extra games that don't require the game at all, you know, which are just these independent little downloads for $5, which you said that K-Zero gave you how many hours of gameplay?
I played through it for probably about 6 or 7 hours, and I paid $5.
Yeah, and they said that was kind of their motivation, is to start releasing these 6 to 10 hour long DLCs are like $5 as independent games that tie into franchises.
I hope they reboot Mega Man.
Oh, I'm sure they will. There's so much talk about Mega Man, you know.
They haven't been a good Mega Man game in a long time.
Yeah.
Since they started doing the Mega Man X, that's when they all went downhill.
Well, it's like with Zelda, man. The last good Zelda game, and I say good with a little bit of, you know,
the grain of salt.
Crass, but is fucking Twilight Princess has some good moments.
I would
Ocarina of Time is still, yeah, that's still one of my, even Mask of Majora, or Majora's Mask. Yeah, it was okay, but I still loved Ocarina, and to be honest, I'd be even happy if they put out a remake of Ocarina, you know. But Mega Man for me ranks up there with Zelda. it's much like Kid Icarus. They're redoing Kid fucking Icarus.
Which,
why can't they redo Mega
IPs,
Man?
Bad redone versions.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that, like, when I was growing up, I played a shitload of Mega Man.
Oh yeah,
and that's just one of those. It's got some nostalgia to it, but it just had a funness to it.
Well, it's like with Sonic. I'll admit Sonic has nostalgia to it for
as long
so.
As they
except
don't,
that they don't if they don't release these $5 $15 games.
Oh yeah.
You end up paying $45 for Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's like Limbo I was fine paying $12 for, but that's
me and 15.
Probably,
that was a 50. Yeah,
I'd probably cry if they brought back Battletoads. It's the hardest game I've ever played in my entire life.
It's a lot
that
easier
was such
these days.
A fun franchise. Yeah, I used to love Battletoads.
Oh, that was such a bad
Double Dragon and Bad Dudes. And
yeah. Oh, no.
I used to play Bad Dudes at the fucking skate rink. That and Final Fight.
Yeah. Oh, man.
An Aerosmith shooter.
I used to play Virtual Fighter constantly at the fucking skating rink. I remember playing the Drunken Master. So
you got any more news?
Yeah, I do. The Hobbit.
Ooh.
Peter Jackson, or
it officially got greenlit.
Well, it has been greenlit for a while, but they have a cast out now.
Oh,
and I really didn't care about
Martin Short.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a Martin,
as Glimmy.
It is
Jiminy
Glick. Yeah, it's just like I'm a hobbit. Isn't that interesting? But it is a guy named Martin. It's actually Martin Freeman is going to be playing Bilbo Baggins, and Martin Freeman you would know as Arthur Dent. From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He was also in Hot Fuzz with Simon Pegg. Yeah, he's one of my favorite actors. He's
a
really intelligent, smart guy, real funny. And he's going to be playing Bilbo Baggins. So
and
I was not excited about this movie until I heard that. And I was like,
I don't know.
I like him.
Ian McKellen's already signed on, too.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, he's got to be Gandalf.
Dude, Ian McKellen is my hero.
Yeah, Gandalf. Yeah.
Gandalf and Magneto.
Dude, he's awesomeness wrapped up into one.
Yes, he is. But no, but yeah, Martin Freeman as Bilbo Baggins kind of makes me a little makes me a little happy. I mean, I'm still waiting for Jackson to go back to doing horror movies, you know. And I think I can sit through one more Hobbit film before he does. So, especially if it has Martin Freeman, but. Yeah. After that, he better go back to doing some Dead Alive stuff. Yeah. And the last two bits of news, PSP Go is getting a price cut from $250 down to $200. Not too bad. And yeah, I know. And here, this will make it even better.
Mark that on something I'm not buying.
Yeah. The PSP 2, the new one, which is not going to be out yet. So I don't know when the fuck it's supposed to be out. I think it's supposed to be like late 2011 or something like that, which probably means right before Christmas, you know?
Obviously.
Yeah. It's going to have a larger screen. It's supposed to be, I think, like 3/4 to a full inch bigger of a screen. And it's supposed to be HD. I put that in quotations. And it's also supposed to have a touchscreen. It's supposed to have a touchscreen.
With
tech
buttons
on it.
On the back.
Too. Now running at $599.
Totally weird. Totally weird. But yeah, I don't know what to think of that. I mean, I also saw some news about that, that they're finally talking about the PSP phone.
Well, like, if they made the iPod or iPad
yeah.
have a lot more, like, power behind it, I'd probably play some cool games on that.
I would totally buy an iPad. I would totally buy an iPad.
Angry Birds, that's all I have to say. Angry Birds is all you
need. What about Battletoads?
Oh, gosh. That game was hard enough.
Like, if I could run Fallout on a fucking iPad,
yeah,
dude, that's all I'd be doing at work.
Nice. Well, it's like... I know that the iPad is Mac, but I know they have some competitors that are or already have come out. I'm not sure, but what the, I know
Droid
that
Droid Bucket.
Well, I know
Droid's supposed to be coming out with.
Do they have any Windows based ones yet?
They're working on them.
Okay, because if they would put out an iPad that was strong enough to actually run something like Fallout, yeah, to where you could actually use it like a portable desktop, then I would just put a bunch of emulator software on there and carry around every Super Nintendo game ever put out.
And you need to make it has to have a USB port so you can plug in controller because that is one pain.
Yeah,
and then a little bit of a holder and a little stand and
yeah.
And maybe a wall mount so you can hang it up.
Maybe
you can, if you could hook it up your 360 to it.
Maybe a flesh.
Oh wait, that's a fucking TV.
Yeah, maybe that's a TV. Maybe a fleshlight. A fleshlight attached to the bottom of it, so you can just sit there like that while you're playing. So, but yeah, I don't know if they put out a Windows 7 based, iPad, basically competitor version, I would actually probably pick one up because it'd be cheaper.
It'd have to
it'd be cheaper
Windows.
Than the iPad, and it would probably work
it
a lot better.
It would have to be Microsoft making it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said app. That's why I said a competitor version. But I would be totally down that because one, it would probably be cheaper than the iPad. It would probably work a lot better than the iPad. Anyway, enough bashing on Macintosh and Jobs. Holly?
No. I got one piece of news.
Oh, you got one piece of news.
I do have one piece of news.
Okay.
Something I'm very, very excited about.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and it's a little depressing,
contain
but
yourself.
I'm kind of happy at the same time.
You're not wearing your furry shirt today.
I am not. I'm wearing my...
Faint.
It's a faint.
Nice.
Great shirt. So, our good friend, Christopher Nolan, who isn't a friend at all...
I already know this.
he announced Dark Knight Rises.
With no Riddler.
Wah. You, really? You're going to steal that from me? There is no Riddler,
yeah.
Which I'm pretty stoked about because I'm not a huge Riddler fan.
I am. I like the
Riddler.
For
the most part. Except for in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
That's the only part I liked him in.
Jim Carrey's Riddler, no.
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 What's it?
Fuck that.
The Adventures of Batman with Adam West. That Riddler? Awful.
Actually, Batman with... with Mark Hamill doing the Joker and all that, the Riddler on that wasn't that bad. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how they could take the Riddler story and make it as epic as Christopher Nolan always does with all of his movies.
Yeah, Edward E. Enigma.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, oh, I just got bored one day and started coming up with riddles.
This made me even 100 times happier. Dark Knight Rise will not be shot in 3D.
Yeah, it's going to be 2D.
Boom. I am so happy they are not doing it in 3D.
I was reading that earlier, and I was like, thank God.
I know.
It'll be a movie I can go watch, and I get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it already said they're going to use a majority, like in their last movie, of IMAX cameras, which
I'm cool with a huge-ass screen.
Stick with IMAX cameras. Don't go 3D. Stop following James Cameron, you lemmings.
Yeah.
All right, so that's about all I have on news. Holly?
So, yeah, speaking of the 3D, George Lucas is actually redoing all of the Indiana Jones to 3D.
Bastard.
All of them.
How?
All of them. I don't know. He's starting with...
Because he's George fucking Lucas, yeah. That's how.
He's starting with Raiders of the Lost Ark, and they're actually writing the script for a fifth one.
This one has even more aliens and even more Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
So, and lightsabers.
Yeah. Indiana Jones. That's what's going to lead into. It's going to lead into how Indiana Jones discovered the lightsaber technology.
And then he'll walk into a time chamber and come out as Han Solo.
Yeah. He'd be like, why am I still a virgin?
Falls into carbonite.
He just comes out with a vest.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. I can fly a spaceship.
You forgot good looking.
Yeah.
But he's old now.
I would actually like to see him reprise Han Solo just for like 5 minutes. Just to see him. He's like, well, it's been 60 years, still haven't gotten laid. Tore the ear off of a Gungan trying to get it in. You know, I was trying to insert, and I had to tear the ears off of it. But just Harrison Ford playing Han Solo one last time. I would love to see. In fact, I think we should all basically boycott George Lucas films until he brings back Han Solo for just 5 minutes of fucking.
No, because he'll get some young actor.
No. I want Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
He'll get Shia
one
LaBeouf.
One last time. Fuck Shia LaBeouf, dude. Shia LaDouche. Fuck him. He ruins everything he is in.
Everything you touch
Eagle
dies.
Eye.
Yeah.
Fuck Eagle Eye, dude. That would be sucked. Transformers sucked because. Actually, that was Michael Bay. Sorry.
And. Megan Fox and the crappy story.
Yeah, and the overly racist fucking Transformers. Like, what's up, dog? It's like, you're a robot.
Is this an anti-drug commercial like, from the 90s?
You're a robot. How can
Don't
you,
touch smack!
How can you be black? Oh, I just feel black. Okay. What the fuck? Anyway.
You're actually green.
Yeah, you're green, by the way.
All right, and so we've got the new video games coming out for next week, nice. The new releases. We have GoldenEye 007.
There's so much controversy around that. Even I'm a little...
That's the one coming out on Wii, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's coming out on Wii.
Oh, wait. But
November
there's
2nd.
Also that one.
There's Bloodstone 007 out on DS, PS3,
GoldenEye is a remake, though. That's why we're focusing on that one, and there's so much controversy. I remember playing GoldenEye on 64... With as shitty of a game as that is, the multiplayer fucking rocked.
Oh, I was about to say, shitty. I'm about to dick slap
dude,
you.
Dude, no, the multiplayer was the best thing about
this little
that
chubby
game.
Dick.
I know. That was like the bringing of age of the first-person shooter.
Yeah.
That was like...
It's on like a console.
On a console, yes.
Playing Golden Gun setting on that, right, just one-shot kills, the laser gun, fucking sniper's nest, all kinds of shit was just the best thing. And my favorite thing is rocket launching a wall when you knew somebody was on the other side. John would get so pissed.
Anyways, new releases.
Yeah.
We've got Dance Central coming on November 4th for the 360.
Kinect.
The Kinect is coming out next week.
Yeah.
That's what most of these games are.
Yeah. Then we've got Fist of the North Star. Ken's Rage.
I'm actually looking forward to
it. Is this a Street Fighter thing?
Ken is angry.
I love the Fist of the North Star stuff, and I'm actually kind of slightly looking forward to that.
And that's on PS3 and 360. Then we've got Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 for November 2nd on PS2 and PSPN. Dragon Ball Raging Blast.
Dragon Ball Raging Nuts. Raging
it's got,
dragon
it's got
balls.
The action lines behind it.
Yeah, it's just Raging Dragon Balls.
Oh, God, that just sounds so pathetic.
You hit my Dragon Ball.
It's like, oh, right in the nuts, right into my Dragon Balls.
We've got God of War, Ghost of Sparta on PSP.
I still don't know what to think of that. I kept seeing stuff for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
More God of War.
Oh, well, the last God of War PSP game I wasn't too impressed with, so.
Connectimals.
Cancel it. You were telling me that you thought they canceled it.
No, they canceled... it's a kid's name. Emilio.
Oh, the one that's
Milo.
Milo. The interactive child.
That's
thing.
The one they canceled.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry,
just
Justin.
Fucking creepy.
Can't get your empowerment domination on.
Fuck you.
You're like, why can't I hold this kid down? She's like, oh, I just want to touch his little feet. You know?
Like, stop tickling me.
Like, no, here, I'm not tickling.
Here's some more funny cigarettes.
They make me feel weird.
Go to sleep.
We've got Blood Drive coming out on the 2nd for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Is that a racing game?
I believe so.
Okay. Or is that just looks, like, or is that looks, another Wii looks, interactive where you can donate blood?
No. that do the good thing. Awesome.
If you pre-order, you get a mug.
It's Wii. Blood. It's Wii. Quit drinking.
Wii AA.
Welcome to the Wii AA. It's like you pre-order, you get an Alcanon token and a 12-step poster.
We've got Ben 10 Ultimate Alien.
Jesus.
So I'm still thinking of the AA.
Next week is awesome for releases.
Yeah.
Fucking Wii's got it cornered.
God. Oh, no. We haven't even hit the best shit yet.
Yeah, I know.
We have Cosmic Destruction. Oh, nope. That's the one I just read. Just kidding. Motion Sports.
Yeah, with motion sickness.
That's for the Kinect. Yeah.
Auditorium. I don't know what that is.
Well, that's
Latin. It's a karaoke game.
No, except it's
opera.
You just have to make sure the pitch and the reverb is all right in your auditorium. It's Auditorium Tycoon.
Okay, that was pretty lame.
One that I'm pretty excited about would be Babysitting Mama.
Are you fucking serious?
No, really? Do you think I would want to play
it? It sounds like a DS game.
No, it's a Wii game.
Well, same thing.
Yeah, don't know.
So you're not even fucking around. There's Babysitting Mama.
Yes, Babysitting Mama.
What
there
the fuck?
Well, you just make sure the dog doesn't eat the baby. There's a lot of different stuff like
so you
that.
Cook the baby?
Your description was awful.
No, I don't know. It's something like mama cooking or something like that. I don't know. But
I
really
cook my mama's.
You know. Yeah,
why don't you just sit in there and tan for a while? Put some more lotion on the skin.
Yeah. I got some more yogurt to run on your sunburn, mama.
smells like citrus.
It's like bad memories. Anyway.
We've got Pokey Park, Pikachu's Adventure.
Pokey Park, the Falls Haven.
Pokey Park. I'm definitely getting Pokey Park and Dragon Ball Raging Balls.
Yeah, Pokey Park sounds like a pedophile game. I'm just saying, all right?
It gives you a hat and a mustache.
It's like, you want to see my Pikachu? Yeah.
Comes with a hat, a mustache, and a mirror you can put
sunglasses.
On your shoe.
Sunglasses. Comes with the full disguise. Oh, nice Dos Equis on the floor. Anyway.
Except it never touched the floor.
Yeah, I know. I just
and a it. Windowless, unmarked van, by the way.
Summer van. White. With a big ice cream cone on the side of it. So, it's like, yeah, I retrofitted this ice cream truck to be my pedo den. Yeah. It gets about 35 miles at the gallon.
We've got Horde.
Is that put by A&E? You just throw away shit. Hoarders.
Is that Horde with a W or with an H?
No, with an H.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Horde.
Welcome to the game, Horde. You just go out and you whore everybody.
And then Tom Clancy's Hawks.
Hawks 2. Is it Hawks or Hawks 2?
It's Hawks.
It just says Hawks.
It's Hawks.
Just Hawks.
Nice.
And what the fuck are we going to review?
Nothing.
I think I might just... Oh, Fallout. We can do our Fallout.
No, we can do that in between. I don't know.
I'd rather.
Well,
just,
if we don't have anything,
we
to
got
do
nothing
for next
to deal
week,
on
we
that.
Might as well.
So yeah.
Well, there's Bloodstone.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you wanted to play the new?
I kind of do.
I don't.
But only if I can rent it because I can afford it next week.
Let's just aim for a Fallout cast for next week. I say. With Holly moderating.
Negative.
Yeah, you should fucking play it.
I'd need to play it.
That's why I'm saying she won't
moderate.
Play it, so that's why I'm saying she should moderate. She
no,
won't play it.
No, I don't moderate.
No.
I'm not good at it.
I don't want to.
You don't know because you haven't tried.
So that basically wraps us up on news. Now, last week on our comedy corner, it wasn't really comedy. I threw it out there. I wanted to know your guys' favorite antagonist in a video game.
So what did you get?
I have... Let's see.
My favorite one is the antagonizer from Fallout 3. Just because I love that fucking...
The ant-antagonizer?
Yeah, the antagonizer. The ant-agonizer. So
okay, we've got from Steve O.
Steve O.
Bowser and Sephiroth.
Fair enough.
Sephiroth.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's a classic.
That's cute.
Scott's a douchebag and says me.
So. Oh, that's a Scooter from our intro cast, huh?
Yeah.
Did he say me as in himself or
himself?
Okay. All right.
Let's see here. We've got Casey, my roommate, saying Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, jeez.
I can go with that.
Okay.
And then I think the winner for this week, and Holly agrees, from Windy V, the left paddle from the original Pong game.
Nice. That's nice. That's actually good, yeah.
I know, I know.
A little old school there.
So thank you all for sending it in.
I would say the crocodile from fucking Pitfall.
That would have been good, too. Yeah, or a car from Frogger.
The right bumper from pinball games.
The police from GTA.
No, the Austin Power, Austin Powers car driving by.
No, that Desert Fiend dog, spawn number 59 from Fallout 2. It's the 59th dog you kill. He was a big pain in the ass, to be specific.
Fucking dumb.
The 10th bloat fly you run into.
So next week we have coming out, our next week's challenge is, what is your favorite protagonist? You see how I did that?
The
Flavoid.
All right, Barbara Walters. What the fuck?
Your favorite protagonist.
What is your favorite protagonist?
And for all those people that just listen to stuff and don't read, what is a protagonist, Andrew?
A protagonist is the good guy, or main character.
Or Luke anti-hero. Skywalker.
Or anti-hero. So
Batman, Luke Skywalker, Batman,
whatever.
Spider-Man.
Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy.
Velma. Vulva.
That's kind of like your favorite, bi-curious or possible lesbian.
So since I don't quite know which one I'm going to choose, I'm going to go off to my left because fucking Justin never goes first.
Oh, okay. So, since I was prepared this time around.
He goes first in bed, so.
That's right, because you're the power bottom. So anyways.
I enjoy the comfort.
I like the Vault Dweller from Fallout 2.
Nice.
Because, you name him whatever, but
Wasn't he the chosen one, though?
They called him originally the chosen one.
Yeah,
he was a tribal.
Yeah.
But he goes from being a tribal.
Oh, that makes me feel old.
Yeah, we both played it.
I know, but still, it's been a while.
You're kind of old, too, though.
I know.
So.
It's all right.
Basking in the youth.
Yes, I know you are. I'm basking in the gravy.
The folly of youth.
The gravy of life.
It
sounds like something the Tick would say.
Yeah.
But,
all right, so you're going to Vault Dweller.
I'm going to the Vault Dweller because he went from being a Vault Dweller in a tribal to being something like bigger than the whole wasteland. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Go, Holly.
Batman.
Which Batman?
Any Batman.
No, they're all different. Which Batman?
No, I love all of the Batmans.
You can't love all. You need to choose
one.
I do
love all of
them. Oh, so you mean you like...
Stop
you
being
like
a game whore. Choose one.
George Clooney Batman?
from Batman
the Val Kilmer Batman?
Val Kilmer Batman wasn't bad. I got to throw it up there. I like
Yeah, that
Val
was
Kilmer.
Like his He's last picture
Michael
before
Keaton.
We got all bloated.
Okay.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a video game Batman. Which one?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Arkham Asylum, probably.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Brave and the Bold?
No, the Lego Batman.
Oh!
Okay. He's built like a block. That's why.
He's very square-chested.
Yes.
Nice. Alrighty, Ed nice. Tritt, you.
If I had to choose one, I'd probably say... I have two, because I'm going to toss up.
Okay, I've got two, too.
All right.
I have two as well, now I'm thinking about
well,
it.
Well, here, name your
yeah,
second
your,
one
what's
really
your
quick.
Second one?
Gordon Freeman.
Nice.
Oh, very
nice.
Good.
Because
nice.
I got his glasses. That's what I was calling when I picked these up. I made a post. I was like, I picked up a pair of Gordon Freeman's.
That's not
he's
flattering.
Because he's the ultimate nerd.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a super
with
scientist.
With a wrench.
He's a super, not a wrench, a fucking crowbar, motherfucker.
Yeah. I thought he had a wrench.
No, he had a fucking crowbar.
Whoa.
Wrench? No, wrench is Bioshock.
Yeah.
Crowbar is Half-Life. It is the staple weapon.
They even give it to you at the very beginning of Half-Life 2.
Yep. Half-Life 1.
Yeah, I know, but it's one of the first ones you get in Half-Life 2, because, what's his name? Barney.
Barney
goes, here, you might need this. You dropped it back at Black Mesa and throws it down to you. It's a fucking crowbar.
Yeah.
Nice throwback.
Yeah, he's fucking cool. He's a super scientist. He's a badass, and he gets the chick.
And he looks like Charlie Sheen from The Arrival.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He looks just like him.
A little goatee. I'm going to... No, I should have went as Gordon Freeman for Halloween.
Yeah, okay. Let's see you in a hazmat
Halloween
suit.
Is still on the way, so you can.
You just need an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. He'll just look like he'll look like an escaped pedophile with a fucking goatee.
Fuck you.
Just be like, I'm here for some candy.
Just carry around a bag of suckers.
It's like, I like to empower children.
Yours.
No, she still has to pick a second one.
I don't have a second one.
Okay. Pull one out of your ass. Okay, anyways. I got two. Spider-Man Noir.
Ooh.
Definitely one of my favorites. I really enjoyed that one. And I'm going to have to go and a little bit of a gayness level and say I actually really enjoyed Squall from Final Fantasy VIII. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who's going to Squall for Halloween?
Not me.
Okay, remember my friend Victor and his buddy Josh?
Yeah.
Josh, the combed over, like, blown drying hair?
Oh, yeah, the gay one?
Yeah, he's, well, not really.
Yeah, I know.
But he's going to Squall.
Nice, nice. I like Squall because...
Takes a real Metro Man to pull off Squall.
Yeah, I like Squall because he was a total dickhead without even really saying anything. That's why I liked him, but he was actually a good character. So, he was better than Tidus, so, which I actually call him Tedious, but yeah.
I've got to say, for my two, I've got John Marston.
Mm.
He was a good protagonist.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe Luigi?
Luigi?
Huh? Luigi? I just found he was
You just
way
liked the mustache.
Cool.
He was only famous because he hung out with Mario.
He's famous because he could kind of float on his helicopter
legs.
He was
a hanger-on. He was a hanger-on. That's all.
I was going to say Toadstool, and I'm like, whoa, way too gay.
Well, see, I was originally going to go with Portal, the chick from Portal, but he went with Half-Life, so I didn't go with it. So.
Oh, well, then you could also throw in Francis from Left 4 Dead.
Oh, Bill is my choice.
Francis.
Yeah. I play as Bill in the first one, and then Coach in the second one are the two I play as.
I play as Francis and...
Zoe.
See, I always play Francis and Ellis.
Yeah,
Ellis.
He loves Ellis.
That's who I play.
He's so funny.
Me and my buddy Keith.
I love all the Keith stories.
Keith got really drunk.
Wasn't it you that was like, before they even put out the passing, you were like, I think Keith is Zoe. Because you were like, you're just sitting there going on, because he's talking about all these stories about fucking Keith. And he said it'd be pretty funny if they tied it in that Keith was Zoe. And at the end of the passing, there's different dialogues you get. But one of them is Zoe starts telling you about, hey, did I ever tell you about that time my buddy Ellis stole a fucking race car from the shopping mall?
Yeah. No, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a tie-in with that one where she's like, she even says it just like Ellis. She's like, hey, did I ever tell you guys about the time my buddy Ellis stole a race car from the shopping mall? Yeah, and drove it through a city of zombies. So, nice tie-in. But nice call on your part, too.
Very nice. Alrighty. Unfortunately, this week there will be no gauntlet because it is Halloween and yes. I've got to get my drink on.
I got to go too. See some girls in sexy outfits.
Why do you stare at my girlfriend when you say that?
She has boobs.
It's part of the charm.
She's wearing a burlap sack. Huh. What do you say now?
She's going to dress in a robe. She's going to dress in a fucking burka.
A puffy jacket.
He's like, she wanted to go as, I Dream a Genie, but I said, no, you're going to wear a trash bag.
I should just dress up as a geisha girl. I already have the
in
costume
a trash bag.
For it.
Yep, trash bag.
Yep. You can wear whatever you want, but the trash bag's going to be on top of it. So.
So, sorry, next week there will
be
no gauntlet. Sorry about that.
I will actually be on, though.
Well, we definitely will be playing. Still want you to send us some requests and stuff, and we'll jump on and play some games.
Yeah, I will be on Halloween night because I'm going to be here watching with the girl watching The Walking Dead.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be DVRing it so I can go drink.
Yeah, I'm drinking here, but I'm going to be here watching The Walking Dead, and I'm also going to
Side of the table.
So I want to spend time with my girlfriend, so we're going to do that. And we're gonna
bring her out somewhere?
Oh.
We will eventually, but I'm not going to.
And by girl, he means hand.
Yes. But we're going to be watching The Walking Dead and watching a bunch of horror movies, but we are probably going to game on some Halo, so... And that'll be on Sunday night, so
Alrighty, so that kind of finishes us up here. So check us out online at tiltcast.com. Oh, yeah, I got to throw out our shout-outs to TVGP, because they're great guys, in the Carousel. You need to listen to John. He says some interesting shit.
And actually, Halloween night, there's going to be a Carousel cast with me and Trent on it.
Actually, that's the night before Halloween.
Yeah, so, well, is he releasing it on Saturday?
Yeah, he's going
to
release it.
We're not going to say what it is because he wants it to be a surprise, but...
Why?
Because that's... I'm not going to spoil it for him.
Just so everybody knows, it's like 4.5 hours long, though.
He might cut some stuff out.
Maybe. Maybe.
So, it's very Halloween-oriented.
Yes, but it is about 4 hours long.
Like how I wasn't invited to that.
Yeah, me neither. Right.
That's cool.
It's at his house. He doesn't trust you.
Not a fan. Even though he said he wants me to fucking... I said, who wants to go look at some houses? And he's like, I do.
Yeah, he told me about your visit. He said that he didn't like you.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't
know. Well, that's a good story. Oh, yeah. Thanks, John, for sending us an email late for our last comedy corner.
Oh, you're going to read that?
Hold on. I can.
Does he send it to us while we're recording?
He sent this one like a week and a half late. This is the superhero one.
Okay, so let's go ahead and pull up John's email.
Oh, no, we already heard his superhero one last week when we were talking. We sat around listening. He started reading it off to us.
Yeah, but we didn't read it. We didn't read it on the air.
I read it, yeah.
1 second.
I'll sing to you while we wait for him to pull it up.
To you.
Oh, God.
Okay, and he is throwing down some shit in this one. He's saying, the subject was heroes that should be never made. He said, Battle Pope. He said, Justin, Rabbit Man has already been done. See Arthur from the Tick.
But wait, hasn't Battle Pope been done?
Maybe. Hold on, I just skipped
There's a reference to Rabbit Man in one of the episodes.
Yeah, but I thought Battle Pope had already been done.
He said something about The Walking Dead, and I'm just skimming over it. My actual submission is Trojan Man, a transgender Mighty Morphin Power Ranger protecting people everywhere. His or her enemy, the Needler, Blue Balls, McQuack, Therapist, and the Rapist Randall. Cut Man and Mega Man 1. The Sock Puppet and Arid Weather. Also Shrinkage.
See, I would have gone with an enemy for the Trojan Man would have been the Texas Needler. Because that's the state where they had the big, a lot of people going around poking holes inside condoms because they thought it was against God to have contraceptives. And that was down in Texas where they had that. So I would have gone with the Texas Needler.
Well, maybe that's what he's referencing, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I would have put a state behind it just so we can throw blame.
Okay.
You know, like it calling
man
it the Canadian
Unabomber.
It man
who is a friend to all children and enemies to the rest of the populace.
Populace?
That's what it says.
No, that's John's typing.
It man can do battle with his power gut, throwing dry flakes of skin on victims. Breathes louder than pedophiles everywhere. And scripts your OS back to health.
Operating system,
yeah.
Andrew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Kind of like Mac OS.
The populace fights back his operating system, healing power, by downloading porn, installing Real Player, and sending their bank account information to their long-lost Nigerian relative to receive money. It Man, through osmosis, can give children the power to heal operating systems.
What is it with John, dude? What the fuck? The fuck? I think actually he meant to type populace, because that's just his way of like undermining everybody else by calling it the shit populace. So, the shit society.
Whoa, that's the end of this podcast. Yeah.
So if you want
to know, you don't know John. You don't
top
know
the top John fans.
Yeah,
top John.
Yeah, top John. He went really balls out on that.
And to top him, a good way to top him is send it on the current month or current week of the Comedy Corner. Boom.
Yeah, or you can send him email at it's the carouselfanmail@gmail.com.
Yes. Excellent.
Well, I used to be on there. So
now, what are we doing next week? For comedy, or
that's the protagonist.
Right, oh,
protagonist, yes, yeah. Yes. Once again, the protagonist, send us an email at tiltcast@rocketmail.com.
That means the good guy.
Or if you're friends on me with Facebook, which normally happens, I put up a post about an hour before the show and people send us stuff in. So,
yeah, or check out our Twitter. It's twitter.com/tiltcast.
Yep.
I'm also on there, twitter.com/nostalgia. Just spell it off the fucking website. But
I don't post everything the same that Andrew does. Andrew doesn't post the same thing I do. We're all still battling with news all the time.
I'm like, damn it, somebody already sent something.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be better about that. I'm like, I'll let Andrew grab that.
I know. I'm like, whatever. Stuff happens. All right, so see you guys next week.
Love you guys.